terrible. Alice, I'm sorry for bringing you here.
Don't be so silly.
This damned house.
Don't say that.
Hangs round my neck like a stone, dragging us all down. I should never have come back.
We had no choice, Dick.
England doesn't want us. We're an embarrassment, a reminder. At least in Kenya we had some sort of life.
What are you going to do?
I don't know. I'd like to burn this damn place down. We have to find some money. I don't understand how you're supposed to make a living in this country. Everything's so expensive. All I know is how to plant tea.
We'll manage.
How?
We will manage, Dick.
Legacy by Lee Jackson. With David Buck as Warren, Rosalind Ayres as Ella, Stuart Milligan as Ashley, Stuart Organ as Miles, and Hayden Jones as Arthur.
Drive brings it all back, you know. You'll love the house. What a location. Terrific. It looks out on these woods. Wonderful old trees. 300 years old growing there. One of the actors got drunk. He climbed up an oak tree and then got stuck. We had to climb up with a rope and lower him down. God, it all comes back. You're right, you're very quiet.
Can you stop the car? Oh, please don't get up.
Right.
Sorry.
You're right.
Fine.
You're not ill?
No. Hungover. Had a bit of a celebration last night.
Huh?
I haven't been to bed.
Oh, I see.
You can drive on.
Are you sure?
Yes, I'm fine now. I didn't hold you up. You must be dying to see those woods of yours.
What were you celebrating?
Finish my new collection.
Oh, that's exciting.
Yes.
When are you showing it?
Last night.
Are you and Richard holding court?
Richard has nothing to do with my business. He's far too busy with his own.
Huh. Strange how the memory's triggered. Feels as if I made the film yesterday, not...
Could you open your window?
I suppose it's because places are like people. Seeing them again suddenly unlocks so much of your life that...
You've forgotten.
That has become a little cloudy with time.
Well, you be quiet. Boy!
Arthur!
Yeah?
Arthur! You don't recognize me. The film, you've forgotten the film.
Film?
The film I made here.
Film?
You remember?
Well, your face looks familiar.
Is it still the same dog?
Same dog?
Nothing's changed. As if I'd never been gone.
The house is closed down. You're lucky to find the door open. There's his receiver. Woodvane. Hmm? Mr. Woodvane, is it?
No, Warren. So, how are you out there?
All right.
You've never looked better. And the gardens, we drove through the gardens. They look manicured.
I mowed the lawn this morning.
The film's been released, Arthur.
Released?
Finished. People have seen it. It's been a great success.
Yeah.
Well, quite a success, considering its budget. You should have come up to London, Arthur. Come to see the film. We sent you an invitation.
When was that?
Oh, it was some time ago now, Arthur. We sent it at the time. So, the captain's decided to sell.
He's never here. He's always off.
He was always off. Off somewhere, wasn't he?
Will you pass him, mister?
Warren, yes. No, I have an appointment with Mr. Grove, the agent for the house. I read it was for sale.
I see.
Can I go in, please? Does this dog bite?
Sit.
It's just their teeth, otherwise I love dogs.
Mr. Grove's not here.
He knows I'm coming. Is it all right if we look around?
I have to cut the grass.
I know it pretty well. We'll see ourselves round, if that's all right. Have you had many people looking?
No. You're the first. Come on.
Oh, dear.
What?
Somebody is upset.
Ah, that's just Arthur.
Well, is this the hall? No coat hooks for a start. Great space if you want to learn to roller skate. Well, are you going to show me round?
Arthur was here when we were shooting the film.
Ah, great excitement amongst the natives.
Oh, yes, of course, great excitement locally. Local paper. Arthur seemed to have forgotten.
Well, he's an old man. Beautiful double doors. A solid oak.
I remember we had to lock this cellar door to stop the crew coming down nicking bottles.
Strictly not for drinking. Can you pronounce the names? You'll have to brush up on your French accent.
Ella.
It's big enough. It's big enough to be a bloody nursing home.
I didn't bring you here just to look at the house.
I don't suppose we can crack a bottle.
I wanted to see you. Am I still on probation?
You're out of line. There's one here was bottled in 1928. Makes you feel humble, doesn't it?
You look well. You've become something of a success story.
Not quite in your league.
You see, Ella Bryan designs moving in rarefied circles these days.
I never sold them off a barrow, you know. They always had some class.
You've taken off, though, Ella. The years have changed us both.
I'm a bit lost. Is this a memory trip or what? Could we open one of these?
Of course.
You don't have to impress me. I'm not some tart you've picked up for the day who's hoping to sleep her way onto your payroll.
Ella!
What I really need, Warren, is a cup of coffee.
Look, I'll see what I can do. Is it my memory? You look so well.
It's a line from a Cary Grant film. Warren, that's my arm you're holding.
I rang your office last night.
Only private detectives sleep in their offices.
I wanted to see you.
I was out, celebrating.
I didn't want to wait till today. I didn't think you'd come.
A trip to the country? Where's the harm in that?
Excuse me! Hey! Excuse me! Good breaks.
Yeah.
Is this Oakwood Manor?
Yeah.
I'm looking for Mr. Grove.
Yeah? He's not here.
Are you expecting him?
You with the other people.
Other people?
Up in the house.
Ah. How far is the sea?
You like sea fishing?
No, I don't like the sea.
Oh, that's all right.
It's not so close.
What's that thing?
You mean the bench?
And why is it so far from the house?
It's always been there. That's where it was put.
Oh. It seems a long way from the house to put a bench. Is this for the cricket?
What?
All this grass you're cutting.
It's the lawn.
Oh, why is the lawn so big?
To go around the house.
Is it always this cold?
You're almost on a peninsula, so you get winds. Also, it is quite early in the day.
You're not even wearing a sweater. Don't either of you feel the cold?
You get used to it. I thought you were Mr. Grove.
You are the people up in the house.
You've met Arthur. Arthur keeps the place from falling down. Why don't we go up?
Are you a friend of the captain?
I was just about to ask you the same question. I was going to take a look round if you care to join me.
Warren, we've been round up here once already.
I know. It's going to take a minute.
They were in love with wood paneling.
Just come in for a minute.
No. What's he got in his plastic bags?
Have you seen this room?
Yes.
I don't believe we have seen that particular room.
They're so big, and all the people do is sleep there.
Would you like some coffee, Ashley?
Is it ground?
I don't even know if there's water.
I can't drink instant. If there's a China tea...
Oh, look.
What's that sickly smell?
A honeysuckle.
You, saw the advertisement in the Times?
Yes.
Tiny. Just two lines. That was a piece of luck.
Not really. The name caught my eye. I know the house.
Oh. How do you know it?
It was the location of the film I made.
Oh, I never go to the cinema.
Then you wouldn't have seen it. Shall we move on? There are a lot more rooms to be seen. How long have you been in the country?
12 years.
You get homesick?
Sometimes.
What makes you stay?
Made me come.
What did make you come?
I'm in the popular music business.
Ah.
What does that mean?
Nothing.
If you made a film here, you must know the captain. I stopped in the village. They seemed to think he was pretty odd.
Really?
You didn't find him odd?
He gave me permission to film him.
So you're grateful whether he's odd or not?
Who isn't in their way? I didn't get to know him all that well.
How well did you get to know him?
Hardly at all.
Kept himself to himself, huh?
No. He entered in the whole spirit of the enterprise. He let the actors stay here at the house. He liked their company.
Maybe that's why they thought he was odd in the village. It's locked.
Perhaps Arthur has a key.
Shall we look outside now?
I want to take my shoes off and run on the grass. There's so much space.
Dinner, please.
Space, Arthur, space. Where I was born, they locked anything green behind park bars. They were afraid people would steal it.
Steal grass?
There are people who would steal fresh air. Can I drive your machine?
Oh, you know where?
Show me.
What part of America do you come from?
Oregon.
Oregon.
Take a ride to California and keep heading up country. Once you meet normal, redneck, interbred, gun-loving folk, you know you're in Oregon.
Who are the groups you manage?
Oh. Well, there are a few you would have heard of. The English love to pin you down. Where do you come from? What school did you graduate out of?
Attend.
Help!
I thought you was going down into the woods.
So did I. Yeah. Oh, look, I haven't got a very straight line, have I?
No, no, you ain't.
How many years have you worked here, Arthur?
Oh, a long time. Long time.
How long? 30 years? Mm. Have you been here since you were a boy?
Man and boy, yeah.
With a captain?
What do you know about him?
Nothing. He owns this place, doesn't he? What is he the captain of?
Captain of this place. That's nerve.
It's going to be hot. I imagined he was the captain of a ship smuggling in the South Seas.
Yeah, yeah. There's your husband. Down by the stables with that American. Another bit of questions. Wanted to know why the seat was where it was. Talking away now. Be at each other's throats soon.
Why?
We can't both live here. Be waiting for you.
I shouldn't think so. No, it's a men's conversation. Warren's leaning back with his hands in his pockets. He looks for all the world like a racehorse owner.
Yeah, it could be, if the stables wasn't empty.
But he looks at ease. That's a change since I first knew him. He's not my husband. The captain must be sad to be selling his house.
He was never here. Where's that dog gone to now?
It sounds if he's down in the woods.
Yeah.
There's a fire down there. I can see the flames.
It's a forestry commission.
Well, what are they doing?
Burning stumps.
Oh. Warren was raving about the woods. How old they were. I thought I might take a walk down there.
I shouldn't have. Not while they're working. They better fetch that dog.
Oh, Arthur.
Yeah?
One of the bedrooms is locked.
All the rooms should be open.
Do you have a key?
They shouldn't be locked.
Oh, well. Thanks for the ride.
Hello!
Your husband's looking for you.
There aren't any horses.
Seems not.
Do you ride?
No. I don't really like them.
Come over here.
Why?
The smell.
Oh, I don't really like the smell.
It's lovely. Warm. It's like an old teapot.
Why have they got these things in the door?
Those things are horseshoes.
Shouldn't be on their feet.
You're not exactly at home in the countryside, are you? What did you think of the house?
I like the banisters.
I feel I'm being cheeky just walking round.
I don't feel bad.
You're American, Ashley. I don't know why Warren's interested. It's so big, he'd rattle around like a peanut.
It reminds him of the film.
Having memories is one thing, buying them up is another.
The English.
Yes.
You can't ever decide about your past. You hate seeing the big houses fall into disrepair. You like to feel there's still places where you don't belong.
You're a homeless psychiatrist.
Buying the past on top of you is like living in a pyramid.
An amateur archaeologist. What's in your plastic bags?
Why?
I thought we might swap sandwiches at lunchtime.
I didn't bring any lunch. Well, where do you eat around here?
A village pub.
What sort of food do they have?
I don't know. I'm a stranger too, you know. Pasties and pies, I should think.
Oh, all that pastry.
If you buy this place, you'll be expected to patronize the village and carry out certain duties.
What sort of duties?
The normal duties of the local squire. I can just see you opening fate, your wife beside you.
I'm not married.
What a coincidence, neither am I. And what other duties? Judging the best baked cake.
Well, I wouldn't mind that. I'm cold. Can we walk?
Where?
Well, I don't mind. Back to the house.
I'm afraid all this countryside comes attached.
I know. Just I don't like exercise that much. The air's a bit fresh, too. Now, what's in there?
That's where you would keep the hay.
Okay. Where do you come from?
London.
Where in London?
Why?
Why won't you tell me?
I can tell you it wasn't Barnes.
No, I didn't think it was.
Is that where you live now? So why have you stopped?
I thought you might be having trouble walking. You were staring at the ground. If we stopped, you could look at the view you might be buying. I would never have put you down for a house like this, Ashley. You know that.
Should you screw up your face in that way?
The sun's in my eyes.
Well, if we,
Yes, I know. If we keep on walking and you're cold.
I suppose it means a lot to Mr. Warren because of the film.
I suppose it does. Or maybe his accountant has told him to get rid of some money. His latest film was a big success.
You seen it?
I saw the posters.
I didn't even see the first.
That was worth seeing.
Ah.
Ah, nothing. Warren's career is not my concern. I don't care who buys this house. I'm just here for a day out. You look like you could do with a year in the country.
Mm-hmm. I eat the wrong sort of food, don't take any exercise, hate horses. It's a miracle I'm still around.
I'm just trying to explain it. Mr. Warren and myself share a piece of the past, but I haven't seen him for a long time. So if you want to know whether he intends to try and buy the house, you'd do better to ask his mother.
Hey, watch where you're walking.
Ow!
God, are you all right? Here, take my hand. Take it. God, you're wet. Didn't you see it?
What do you think?
It's a bit overgrown. Mr. Warren's looking for you. Over here!
Thanks, Ashley.
You really went in head first, didn't you?
Oh, I really did, didn't I? Any goldfish in my pockets or frogs behind my ears?
Not that I can see. There are some weeds in your hair.
Terrific.
Arthur ought to clear this pond. Then you can see it.
If you live here, you can walk across water, Ashley.
What did Arthur say? Ella, what have you been doing?
Swimming.
You're soaked.
She slipped in the goldfish pond.
With all your clothes on?
That's the way I've taken to walking across lawns these days. Don't worry, it's going to be hot. I'll lie out on the lawn.
Still no sign of this agent. I don't have all day.
Come and spend a day in the country was the invitation I received.
What did Arthur say about the key?
The room shouldn't be locked.
Well, the fact is that it is. I'd better go and try and ring this man, Grove. You better come up too.
There might be some clothes in the house.
What was the captain's dress size? All the elegant tarts who've swanned across this lawn and I have to fall into a fish pond. I am an intruder. I knew it as soon as I saw the poplars. They have them in those novels with dark-haired men who always have dogs at their heels.
Trees make you feel an intruder?
Well, how can you understand if you were brought up on Doris Day?
Where's the damn phone?
Try the library.
Any luck?
Perhaps the key doesn't exist. Anyway, I've searched this room.
You'll catch cold if you don't change. I found this.
It's a dog's blanket.
I think it's a bathrobe. Try it on.
I don't know who's worn it.
It's the captain's.
There's funny writing in the collar.
Mm-hmm. It's Arabic. He was in Egypt during the war.
Do you know him?
No.
I imagined he was a smuggler in the South Seas. Shall I try it on?
Why not?
Oh, no. It's miles too big.
You can roll up the sleeves.
Makes me feel like a dwarf.
Well, you sew dresses.
Thank you, Ashley.
What do you call it?
Fashion design.
Well, there you are. You can turn something up. I've lit the gas in the kitchen so you can change in there.
That was very thoughtful of you.
It's on your left.
I know where the kitchen is. I'm taking my shoes off so my feet don't drown. Now you hear me, now you don't.
Bloody telephone doesn't work. What are you wearing? You look like a monk.
I must have been having a hell of a time to learn this penance.
Isn't there a kettle?
Just cold water and this old saucepan and what looks like ground coffee but could be rat poison.
What is that you're wearing?
Ashley found it. We think it's the captain's bathrobe.
Where is Ashley?
Looking for the bedroom key.
No doubt he can afford this place.
He seems concerned that it might mean a lot to you.
I'm sure he has more money. What does he mean?
Because of your film. Ah. Not that he's seen it, but he seemed quite sensitive to the situation.
What situation?
It's a bit like visiting an old grave for you.
Old grave?
Sorry, that was a poor way of expressing it. The place holds memories for you.
I'm sure that won't deter him. You don't like the house? You wouldn't live here?
I couldn't afford it.
With me? You wouldn't consider that?
You always had a peculiar sense of humour.
Try again together. Like old times. Hmm?
However I try and put this, it's going to sound wrong. But you were the one who left.
I know, I was. If you knew the times I wanted to ring you and lost my nerve. That evening, you thought I was in a storm somewhere. I was just around the corner from your house. There was a machine outside cleaning the street. I thought with all the noise, if you refused to speak, that the silence wouldn't sound so terrible. Eileen, somehow I've got so lost.
No. Can you watch my dress? It's drying. Make sure it doesn't burn.
Yes.
Oh, creeping in to have the first look.
Well, I guess that's right.
You're a cheat.
Come in.
Too late to redeem yourself now. Is it his room, the captain's room?
Certainly is.
You knew.
Well, none of the other rooms were.
It's not.
It certainly isn't.
All the pictures. There's so many.
He had a lot of young friends.
They're like wallpaper. Ashley?
What is it?
Come over here. I'm not going mad. Is this a picture of a man or a woman?
Well...
I had this image of the captain. Tall, with swept back hair and a firm jaw.
He might be like that.
But I imagined his wife, too. Stout and wearing tweed.
Didn't Warren warn you?
No. This room is quite beautiful.
I thought you didn't like it.
I couldn't see it for the boys. Beautiful windows and high ceilings. We live like midgets today. It's got style. Why shouldn't he live as he wants to?
Warren was lucky to see the advertisement.
Why?
It was just a couple of lines. I checked it out. There's only been that one advertisement. It's not with an estate agent. Nothing else.
He's a man with a sense of humour.
Well, not many people are going to come.
That'll suit you and Warren.
There's a fire in the woods.
Oh, it's just some men burning out tree stumps.
What's that noise?
The motor mower.
No, that's a chainsaw.
Oh, what?
They're cutting down a tree.
It's like Warren's film.
How do you mean?
Well, there was this bloke who came back from somewhere to take over his grandfather's house. The old man had died. He was a bit useless. He couldn't do anything, this bloke. He'd been a tea planter. Anyway, he ended up chopping down the woods that had been in the family for hundreds of years to plant Christmas trees instead. And his young son tried to stop him and was killed by a falling tree. It sounds wanky, but it was very good.
Oh, Arthur, you startled me. I didn't see you.
Going for a walk?
Yes.
Striding out.
Yes. There's no sign of Mr. Grove. I needed some fresh air. I thought I'd take a walk in the woods.
You chopped him down.
Sorry, what?
In your film, you chopped him down.
Oh, yes. That's right, we did, didn't we? Well, the grandson did.
You chopped the trees down.
Yes.
Sold him.
It's
Very good memory you have, Arthur.
What's Warren doing walking across the lawn? He's supposed to be watching my dress.
Is he alone?
No, he's talking to Arthur. I hope my dress hasn't burnt. What are you doing?
I just wondered if his desk was locked.
Is it?
Seems so.
Well, you're good at finding keys. Oh, come and look. One of the trees is about to fall. Its top is shaking.
There she goes.
Why are they cutting them down?
I don't know. Maybe they've got a disease.
There's something very sad. It's like watching, you know...
Death?
Don't. It's worse because they look so dignified. We seem like ants crawling over them, cutting them down. I don't want to watch anymore.
Hey, there's a big trunk under the bed.
Did you do that?
Why not?
It might be private.
Wouldn't be left under the bed if it was important. Maybe you're right. I'll put it back.
Oh, now you've got it out, you might as well look.
No, you're right. It's probably private.
They would have padlocked it.
Shall we open it? Well, yes or no. You're not afraid.
I am, you know.
Letting the place intimidate you?
It's my peasant blood. You open it.
Well, I don't mind. I just wouldn't want you feeling angry with yourself later.
All right, I'll open it. Hey, why are you stepping back?
Just to give you room.
What's in this trunk, Ashley?
I swear to God, I've no idea.
All right, no running away.
Promise. What is it?
We should have guessed.
Why, what is it?
It's full of uniforms. I thought it might be seafaring treasure. It's full of uniforms.
There's a car coming.
I'm between you, Arthur.
We saw you.
They're cutting the trees down.
Who are?
The Forestry Commission. They're building a holiday camp down in the woods. They've got surveyors down there measuring up for a road.
Oh, you mean a holiday camp with an amusement park? I thought they had to be near the sea.
They're not that sort. They're going to be self-catering chalets. The trees they chopped down are being used in the building. They'll all have wooden verandas.
Oh, that's a neat idea.
It's dreadful.
Well, I have them in America. You can hire horses and ride from chalet to chalet.
It's still dreadful.
Arthur says if anybody knocks on his window wanting sugar, he'll shoot them.
I wouldn't be surprised.
How can they build on that land?
The captain sold it.
Why?
I suppose he needs the money.
But he's selling the house. Oh, what does he care? He doesn't live here anymore. I think it's mean and disgusting to destroy old trees.
When they built places of this size, they never thought of the expense.
How can you say that?
What?
You of all people.
Ah, is this Mr. Grove at last?
I have a few words to say to him.
You'll understand when he's calmed down.
Don't bother. Warren never needed anybody to defend him. It's the sort who live here who go on forever about the country's traditions and stability and order, but as soon as they feel the pinch, there's nothing that's sacred, as long as they stay on top. You don't seem worried.
What?
The thought of a holiday camp as a neighbour. For a man who says he wants peace and quiet, you're taking it very well.
Good morning.
Morning.
Well, what do you think of the weather? Pretty good spell we've been having. Not bad. Just look at that view.
Yes, I have been for quite a while now.
Oh, Constable knew what he was about, didn't he? Get it down on canvas. It's worth as much as its actual value. Oh, you know what I mean. Wonderful old house, eh?
Wonderful. Oh, of course, it needs a lot of spending on it.
It's got quite a history, you know.
Yes, actually, I know it quite well.
You've had the lot living here. Royalty, the church.
Shall we proceed?
Oh, after you. This is where we used to excel. Porticos. Those were the days, eh? The elegance.
Ah, the cavalry's arrived.
We were just coming in.
There shouldn't be any further delay. I'm empowered to sign the necessary documents.
The owner's abroad, I understand.
Well, let's be frank. All he wants is his money. Oh.
What exactly does the chap do?
Actually, I thought you might have known that.
Not a clue. Look at the moulding on that ceiling.
Is it original?
Oh, he couldn't fake that. So, where shall we start?
Perhaps I was early.
Oh, probably early myself. One of my faults. Never arrived.
We've both taken the liberty of looking over the house already.
I shouldn't have thought that was a liberty whatsoever.
There will have to be surveyor's reports, of course.
Oh, absolutely.
And yes. Subject to contract.
Naturally.
There are a couple of points I wouldn't mind clearing up first, if that's all right with you, I should.
Go right ahead.
Starting with the cellar.
Far away.
Where's that?
You're standing above it now. It appears well stocked.
Absolutely. Point to make note of.
It's just a question of whether the contents are included in the purchase price.
Contents?
The wine.
Yes.
I never saw any wine cellar.
After all, a well-stocked cellar is not something to be sneezed
at. What are you guys talking
about?
And
Arthur. Arthur the handyman.
Ah, what is the situation with Arthur?
He has accommodation on the grounds.
And does he come with the house, so to speak? Mm. Well, it'd be necessary to talk to Arthur on this point. Shall we proceed?
I was trying to explain. We have already looked over the house as we were waiting.
Yeah, but I also need to look over the property.
Well, we haven't stolen anything.
Well, no, I'm sure you haven't. But obviously I do need to see over the house.
Surely you know what it looks like.
Of course.
I don't understand it.
But it's hardly unreasonable to expect...
I'm a busy man. I've been kept waiting and I don't have time to trick around this house once more.
I don't understand.
To put it bluntly, you were late. There's a further complication which you should have realized. Look, I really am not impressed with your efficiency.
I beg your pardon.
Do you think this gentleman and myself are together?
Together?
We are not together. We're not a couple.
A couple?
Mr. Grove.
Grove? My name is not Grove.
You're not Mr. Grove. You are the agent.
Agent?
For this house?
No. No, I am most certainly not.
Then who are you?
I have come to sign the papers. The papers of purchase. I have come to complete contracts.
What?
I am empowered to represent Sir Ronald Ward Baker, who has bought this house.
Like Buddha sitting in that chair. What do you think? Shall I give you a twirl? Mm-hmm. Well, I thought it was an improvement on the bathrobe. Warren?
Where did you find it?
Ah! Buddha speaks! In a trunk under the captain's bed, amongst all those uniforms and with all those pictures on the wall. I wouldn't be surprised if it was one of his. Though I must be honest, I hadn't imagined the captain to be a man with a 26-inch waist or to go in for such old-fashioned necklines. Still, I like his taste in pastel shades. My dress is still wet. What excuse did Mr. Grove give for being so late?
It wasn't Mr. Grove. It's just another buyer.
Oh. Oh, well... It's just another house. Where are you going?
Walk. Well.
Oh, yes.
Well.
I'm telling you. Now, what is this room?
Smaller.
Ah, sorry. Onwards!
He thinks he's Hannibal crossing the Alps.
Doesn't know who he is.
Places like this attract lunatics.
He's a representative. Says his name doesn't matter. I better keep an eye on him.
Watch him on the stairs.
Dress suits you.
Glad somebody thinks so.
It's from the film.
What film?
Warren's film.
What?
Well, it had a costume ticket. Must have been left behind.
The girl.
What?
A penny has just dropped. Thanks for telling me. Warren! Warren!
Do you know who Ronald Ward Baker is?
No.
It's who that man represents. He wants to buy this house.
Oh. Is he important?
He sits in the government.
Oh.
A politician. So what chance do we have?
Oh, it's a free market. Where are we going?
We're walking.
I know, it felt familiar. Do we get a badge and a diploma at the end? Warren, I didn't know about the dress.
Didn't you recognise it?
No.
You must have.
The film was a long time ago. I'm sorry. Does it matter?
What?
Well, I'll have it cleaned. I mean, it was left here. I won't damage it.
It isn't that.
I thought you were annoyed because it belonged to the film company.
It isn't that.
What then?
You don't know.
No.
Oh, it doesn't matter.
This door is locked.
Yep.
Where's the key?
Nobody seems to know.
Well, that is hardly a satisfactory state of affairs. Where is Mr...
Warren?
Yes.
Well, we only met this morning, so we tend to go our own ways without telling each other.
I can speak to you in confidence.
Hmm? Right.
I can't pretend that I admire the sort of world you move in. Pop stars and their entourages.
Nor do I.
You seem to make a lot of money.
Well informed.
Which seems to give you the right to behave outrageously and express your opinions on every subject under the sun. Putting that aside, I do realize we don't live in a perfect world. If I may speak frankly to you, speaking on behalf of Sir Ronald...
Why?
Why?
Why are you speaking on his behalf?
He happens to be a very busy man.
Isn't it very dangerous for you? What if you say something that he later denies having said?
I'm speaking with special reference to this situation, to this house. There is no grey area of dispute. It is a fact that the house has been sold.
You present the facts very convincingly, but according to my information, the house is still in the market.
Sir Ronald can be extremely abrupt with anyone who obstructs him.
Ooh, does he smash up hotel rooms?
You can't just obstruct him.
How am I doing that?
I was trying to have a friendly chat just between the two of us in confidence, not wishing you to waste your time. He has influence. I'm sure you understand. Besides, you are American.
And?
But you really think you'd fit in down here? I think you'd find you were rather out of it. This country has a history. You can't just jump into it.
Don't brood, Warren. You look terrible. Are you fed regularly? You look like you live in airport lounges. So, what project are you working on now?
I'm between projects. My last film was a big success.
I'm glad.
You didn't even like it.
I haven't seen it. I'm tired of American films.
What do you mean?
It was a film for Americans.
I'm English. I made the film. I'm English. What do you mean it was for Americans?
Well, isn't that why it's been successful? It was set in San Francisco.
Just happens to be the most English of American cities. Besides, nobody's interested in what's happening in England. Can't make films that nobody will go and see. Is that what you want?
I didn't say I wanted anything. If I don't want to see a film, I won't go.
Well, plenty of people have. Must be pretty difficult for you to find films suitable for your conscience.
Well, I don't have much time to go to the cinema, so it's not a major problem.
Oh, terrific.
Don't ask me if you want me to lie.
Who wants you to lie? I was just interested in your reasons. I just thought, being in business yourself, that you might live in the real world.
Hmm? Well, why are you so interested in this house when you're off to live in America?
Who says I am?
I've read interviews where you've said you've no intention of staying here to become a cult, to have your film showing with French subtitles.
Why do you think I said that?
Because you haven't changed and you never had any tact.
This country's a disgrace. It's killed off a flourishing film industry. I said these things to get publicity, to be controversial and to show people how the British film industry could be revived if there was just a bit of courage.
So why are you going to America?
Who says I am?
It's in the papers. You've signed a 5-picture contract or whatever they're called.
A 3-picture contract. You believe what you read in the newspaper? I am going to America. What am I doing here? Perhaps I'm an idiot.
You show every sign of being schizophrenic. End of conversation.
I am not leaving this country when I go to America.
No?
I'm going there so I can come back.
I see.
I'm going to America to serve the British film industry.
Yes.
If I go at all. Nothing's decided.
You love him, Ella.
Who?
Richard. I know your capacity for caring.
It's none of your business.
I'm sure you care for him and he makes you happy and is decent and secure.
You make him sound like a houseboat.
He is a banker. What are you, spice for the dinner table?
Don't, Warren.
Do you love him? Are you happy? I seem to remember a certain restlessness in the heart.
Put on to others what you find in yourself.
I don't deny that. I've never lied to you. You know well enough I find it difficult, the idea, the concept of settling down.
You're right, I do know that well enough.
And I remember you...
No, you don't, Warren.
You may have changed now, living with him, but I do remember. Neither of us wanted, not in those days. That's why we didn't. We weren't... Our work was enough. There's no time for anything else.
It's probably true.
It is the truth.
Sometimes women play the roles men expect. We're very stupid like that. You see a change and can't accept that it's been produced by anything but another man. Perhaps what you remember is the truth, as it was, as we were. I've changed myself. Learnt a few lessons. It is permanent and cannot be altered.
And I deserve this for leaving you like that.
That's not why I'm telling you.
I must have hurt you.
It's mended.
We couldn't live together any longer.
If I could explain how
I couldn't tell you at the time. I don't understand it myself. I left for the sake of both our careers. We seemed to have lost an edge, and I thought leaving would help. But I always believed we'd come back together again.
How I always felt secondary.
What do you mean?
I even blame myself for your leaving. I thought I'd been trapping you.
No, that's not true.
I know I wasn't.
Take it easy.
No, no, I'm showing you how stupid a woman can be. You should be taking notes. You made a film about a man ruined by his pride. Well, why not another about a woman who goes the same way through her lack of it?
Ella, I'm lost. I've lost all the people we used to know.
You never liked
them. They despise me. They were different towards you. People are different towards you. You never put yourself forward and they have respect for your talent.
You are talented, Warren. But you must decide what you want. What work you want to do.
I still wake up at night with your smell filling the bed.
I'm sorry.
I'm going mad.
Take hold of yourself. Look to the future. Don't run away. If that's what America is, then don't go. Don't look back either. The past will take your legs away.
Ella.
Mind the dress.
Damn the dress! I don't believe you can have changed so completely. Tell me you love him. Tell me to my face and I'll go away. Can't we forget what's happened?
That's not easy.
Brooding over old injuries, that isn't for us.
Men inflict their pain through ignorance. This is just turbulence as we pass each other.
Do you love him?
This is her dress, isn't it? The young girl in the film. Did she leave you this time? Oh, I'm beached and you're still shifting with every new tide. What good would we be for one another?
Tell me that you love him.
I love him.
No. You're lying. You're lying!
Warren, you'll kill yourself!
Doing here, Alice?
Where's James?
I don't know. You can't stay here. It's too dangerous. That tree's coming down in a minute.
Well, he followed you.
Well, he's not here. I told him to stay up in the house with you.
I saw him. He came running down into the woods after you. I couldn't keep him in the house once he heard the work starting.
The stupid boy.
He's upset. You don't understand. He loves these woods.
You think I don't?
Oh, no.
I think I enjoy cutting down trees that have been here for 150 years.
I know. I know.
What else can I do?
There was a time when a man could be sure of a decent living in this country. I don't know what's happened. My God, I wish we'd never come back. Should have stayed in Kenya.
That was hardly possible.
If I don't raise some money quickly, we'll have to sell up. James would do well to remember that.
He's only a child.
We'll be making money by this time next year. Everybody wants a Christmas tree. Things will be better then. I can't stand knowing people are laughing at me when my back's turned.
I'm sure they...
No, I know it happened. They despise me. They all say how sorry they are for my long-suffering wife. They'll see. You'd better stand back. It's about to go.
James!
Where are you going?
James!
Get out of the way!
You're an aide to Sir Ronald.
I believe that is the American term for the job.
An aide.
We prefer personal assistant.
You've been a man of great mystery to me.
Yes, well, it is not the idea that we should become public faces.
But now I know your name and what you do. Mm. How did you get into the job, Miles?
I fit the bill.
You do what?
I have the right requirements.
Someone put in a word and the phone rang one morning at breakfast.
Not exactly.
That's a great British word.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Says nothing.
I assure you, it says exactly what I meant it to.
So, who are you precisely? Is it a government secret?
No, I'm scarcely that important.
Modesty scarcely suits you.
Actually, I was introduced to Sir Ronald at this house.
That's fascinating.
Oh, I hardly think so.
The captain brought you together.
The captain? I don't believe Sir Ronald actually knows the captain. We were both guests of other parties. In fact, now I think about it, it is possible the captain was not even there.
The sort of man to organize a party then not show up. Huh?
Hmm. Now, what are we going to do about these damn keys?
How do you find Sir Ronald?
Find him?
Oh, maybe I'm wrong, but he always appears slightly excitable. Hmm. When he talks, it's as if he's trying to knock you down with the words. Do you, see that as an essential quality of a cabinet minister?
As you so rightly put it, maybe you are wrong.
Oh, hi.
Hello.
Where's Mr. Warren?
Communing with nature. He suddenly couldn't resist the temptation to look at the woods.
Well, it's a lovely day for it.
Have you two met?
Briefly.
I don't think so.
In the sewing room.
Ah.
We were never formally introduced.
Miles,
please.
Yeah, I know. He works for Sir Ronald Klingy. I met him once. Well, I say met him. I ran up a dress for one of his daughters.
Which?
The one with the two legs. We was doing this fitting when he stuck his head round the door and said, "She's not here then," and disappeared. No one even looked up.
Contrary to popular opinion, he's a modest man.
It was like he didn't exist. Apparently he was looking for his wife. I'm hungry.
Didn't you have any breakfast?
I can't remember.
What are you hungry?
Look, if you two want to go for lunch...
What do you think I am? A horse? Lunch at this hour would destroy my diet.
I was going to offer to wait here for Mr. Grove.
I think I'll wait here too.
Worse than a couple of models. You're sure we've all got the right day?
And the right hour. Oh, yes, there's no mistaking the day.
Death's his only excuse for being this late. You never worked for a run-run Cohen, did you, Miles?
I beg your pardon?
Wholesale Fabrics?
Certainly not.
Your face is definitely familiar. I wonder where we could have met.
I can't imagine. This delay is most aggravating. I'm due back in London this afternoon.
So, what are we going to do?
Do?
To pass the time to lunch. Don't make a face, Ashley.
You sound like a gym mistress.
Let's play tennis.
Oh, tennis?
Ashley, man cannot live by just exercising his mouth. There's a tennis court. I'm sure the captain enjoyed the odd game, so hopefully equipment is on hand. We have reached the boundaries of polite conversation, so let's play a game of tennis. Breathe some life into the day.
Well, I think it's a good idea.
So you're democratically outnumbered, Ashley.
I'll go and look in the gun room.
Well, what for?
The tennis rackets.
I'll meet you at the courts.
Don't worry. Men have come out of this alive before now.
I notice Warren has escaped.
Well, his mind is occupied with other things. I don't think he intends to try and buy the house. He's on his way to America.
America or Hollywood?
Oh, good luck to him. Who are we to criticize?
Well,
I mean, we don't work at exactly the pinnacle of creative purity.
I would guess that I'm nearer the swamp than you are.
Oh, it's ridiculous, all this examining your conscience. When it comes to it, we all take the money and say thank you very much, just like the rest of the world. Only it happens to be an obscene amount of money. I admire your lot. There's no pretense. Into the country house, shut the drive gates up with a barbed wire. Thank you very much. They're the new aristocracy. And move into these places, no different to the one before.
What about you?
Me?
Where are you in all this?
Oh, I'm just a working-class girl who's escaped from a drab home and a no-hope education to make something of herself. But I know where to stop. To stay where I won't make a fool of myself.
Well, there's honesty for you.
Oh, what about you? Hmm? Being a stranger shouldn't give you inhibitions. Why did you want to come and live with us?
England accommodates failure more easily. I wanted to be a poet.
A poet?
So?
Now, I think it's wonderful.
One time every American youth wanted to be a poet, or a musician, or both.
I'm sure you were a good poet.
There weren't good or bad poets. That was supposed to be the point. Then people got published. It was a long time ago. I wasn't even shaving every day.
Poor Ashley. You don't like to be vulnerable.
Well, here we are. What do we do?
Well, it's pretty simple. You just get the ball over the net.
But you have to hit it first.
You might enjoy yourself.
I won't.
Oh, here comes Miles.
Oh, God.
We're only about two rackets worth anything. There's about six balls.
Well, those bats look too big.
There is only that one size.
Come on, Ashley.
Six to one to Miles.
40-15.
Still means you're losing.
I know. Thank you.
Hey! Miles wins.
Well played.
You're very good.
No, not really. All right, your turn.
All right, don't you want to rest?
What for?
Come on, Ashley.
Don't keep saying that. You sound like a cheerleader.
Ready?
Hey, you need a racket.
Oh. Right.
Take mine.
Ready?
A warm-up first.
Is this the line I stand behind?
Yes, now keep your eye on the ball.
Is that what you were doing?
Huh.
I was watching. Where did it go?
You missed it.
Ready?
Okay.
Watch the ball. That nearly hit you.
She didn't hit him like that against her.
She's a woman.
Give him a chance. It's just the warm-up.
I was. All right. Ready?
Okay.
Hey, you almost got that one.
How are you supposed to hold the racket and hit the ball?
Coordination.
Faster.
Move back a bit, Ashley. Hit the ball on the rise.
Okay.
Oh. Where did you learn to serve?
I'm a bit rusty.
Do you have a license for that racket?
Your service.
Okay. Underarm, I'm afraid.
Huh.
There you go.
Hey, well done.
Oh, sorry.
Are you all right, Ashley?
It came off the wood.
You boys are so competitive.
I'm just trying to stay alive.
All right. Ready when you are.
Okay.
Ready?
First game, Miles to serve.
Ready?
Shouldn't we change ends?
Why?
He's right.
You only change ends when you're playing a match.
We are playing a match.
Come on, Miles.
Oh, God. That doesn't make much difference.
Okay.
Huh.
Ready when you are.
This is ridiculous.
What's the matter?
They've built this tennis court in such a way that whoever's playing at this end's got the sun in his eyes.
I didn't have any trouble.
It wasn't as high then.
Okay, set it.
Will hit Ashley. Ooh.
Are you all right, Miles?
Miles?
I think I caught him on the head.
Miles?
I'm all right. It was sheer luck. I just struck the bat out. Ball must have hit it. Oh, did it catch in the eye?
Damn, son.
Well, let me see. Take your hand away, Mars. Let me look.
Wait a minute, can't you?
She's only concerned,
Miles. Hit me in the eye. I might be blind. You know what that would mean?
Take your hand away. Now, what can you see?
I can see you both quite well, thank you.
Well, you may have a black eye in the morning.
I can't continue this game. I shall have to go and bathe my eye.
Hey, let's call it a draw, huh?
All right.
Poor Miles.
That could have been me, the way he was serving.
I meant he's having to concede a draw. It's a glorious day. Do you want to sit down?
Hmm.
I wonder where he's gone.
Did he say how long he'd be?
He didn't really have the time. The impulse suddenly took him. Poor Warren. This whole trip was an impulse. A rather bad one. Do you suppose Mars is all right?
I'll go and see.
I should never have come.
Why?
No. You wouldn't understand.
Thank you very much.
We were imagining the worst. Double vision that had sent you to the bottom of the cellar steps.
No.
We were feeling guilty at letting you come up to the house on your own.
Oh, not at all.
Ella's offered to make us a picnic lunch.
Oh, well.
Well, I'm not disturbing you.
No.
Do you suffer from allergies?
Allergies?
To food, beetroot, which might suddenly render you unconscious.
I'm not very fond of beetroot.
You found the key.
What?
The key to the door.
Oh, yes. It was on a windowsill.
A windowsill?
Yes.
I thought we'd search them all.
Obviously not.
Obviously. Which one?
Sorry?
Which windowsill?
Downstairs. Where are you getting the food for this picnic?
The village.
Oh, good idea. You must let me make a contribution.
Is this the captain's room?
Now you come to mention it, I believe it is.
What a mess. Were you looking for something?
Looking? No. Oh, I was just examining the desk.
Oh.
It's locked, actually.
It looks as if somebody's trying to force it.
Do you think so?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know, I think you're right. Anti-bloody desk as well. You know, Ashley, I've been thinking, and I've remembered a place about the same size as this, only nearer to London, going for a snip. I'm sure we could swing it your way if you were interested.
Well, I'm still interested in this place.
These houses and the people who live in them are the backbone of the country. People have looked to them in times of extreme danger. There is a respect built up over generations. You would break that. Sir Ronald is anxious to acquire the house for sentimental reasons, having been a frequent visitor to this house when he was a boy. Indeed, several members of the present cabinet, men who are now at the very summit of their powers, first came together over the nursery table. His childhood stories are of staggering interest to those of us who were not lucky enough to be there.
Sir Ronald owns this house already, doesn't he, Miles?
Oh, don't be ridiculous.
I can understand a man saying he owned a house which he didn't because he wanted to impress you. That's human. But to hide the fact that you own it, that is something else. That is curious.
You were damn cheek. You're not making any sense. If he owned this house, what's it doing for sale? I mean, why am I here? It makes no sense. You have to admit.
In the village, people remember the captain appearing after the war as a sort of right-hand man, senior aide, wartime comrade of the owner who has become a shadowy figure over time. The line between them has become faint. Which was the guest? It's even thought that the owner died and the captain inherited the place.
Who are you exactly?
The point is, an impression has been created that the captain is the owner, which is not the truth. Is it?
You're a news hound. You're a bloody news hound, aren't you?
Sorry not to have worn my dirty raincoat.
Oh, no, no. Well done. You're to be congratulated. You have me fooled. What is it you write for?
Strictly freelance.
Oh, rooting around for anything that will turn a penny.
You got the idea.
There's no story here.
The captain's gone off to Morocco.
How do you know that?
Part of my rooting. And he didn't tell London that he was advertising this place for sale. His idea of a joke with a sting in the tail. We've both been keeping secrets, Miles.
There's no debts your sort won't sink to.
Oh, that's an old speech,
Miles.
Be
warned, Sir Ronald is not without influence.
Miles.
I'm only telling you.
I can feel your heel hovering above my teeth.
Oh, I thought you two boys had disappeared for good. Are you showing Miles the captain's room?
Yeah.
What do you think?
It's unusual.
No sign of Warren?
No. This day is slipping away. I can feel it passing. The morning was filled with anticipation. Can you credit that at my age? But all that has gone. Oh, that's something you learn. A day here is the same as anywhere else. Nothing to write home about. You two boys are looking very solemn.
I wish you'd stop calling us boys.
Men are boys with their dreams and games. What else should I call you?
Shall we go downstairs?
Wouldn't you to look for Mr. Warren?
Why?
Well, I mean, he brought you here.
You are effortlessly offensive.
I'm sure I didn't mean to be.
What did you do before you became a full-time toad?
I worked for a bank.
That figures.
There you are, an easy whipping boy.
Used and abused, just like that other old profession.
She's not a colleague of yours, is she, Ashley?
What is that supposed to mean?
Oh, he's in a very honourable profession.
Don't tell me you're a Mozart man.
She doesn't know what you really are.
Who?
Who are you? You're not a member of the Vice Squad. They're about the only other people I know who could afford this place.
He's a news hound.
Journalist.
You're all a pack of dogs.
Well, we never seem to run out of rats.
Buying the victim's story, hustling them out of their grief and into the waiting car, warding off the other leeches, signing up the murderer's mother, girlfriend, lover, children for the exclusion story.
You got the wrong man, Miles.
I need some fresh air.
What are you doing here?
Oh, nothing like that.
I see.
I'm sorry.
What for?
Not telling you the truth.
Oh, lying, you mean. Don't apologize.
It was necessary.
You don't have to explain. Do me a favor and don't explain. I've had enough of those to last me a lifetime after today. Why did I ever come?
Is Warren all right?
He's upset, that's all.
What about you? How are you?
Look, please don't try to be kind. I'll probably burst into tears or something stupid. Oh. No matter how you try and fight against it, time wears away the humiliation and erodes your anger. Parties, pubs, receptions, we would row. The rough and tumble of life carried out in the public eye. You're so calm, Ashley. You must live alone.
Yes.
I think I've had enough of this house. I'm with someone, and we have a child, and I don't know if we'll survive.
Well, maybe it's best for you to find out now how you feel.
Ashley, I'm going to miss you.
I say... Hey! Not going?
Nope.
Well, what's your next move, or shouldn't you tell me?
Well, I thought I'd talk to Arthur.
What for?
He knows the house. He's been here a long time. Thought he could give me some background.
Oh, he doesn't know anything.
About what? What is there to know?
Oh, very clever. If I tell you why I've come down here...
Hey, there's no trade, Miles.
Where's that woman?
She's upset.
If I tell you... If I swear to you that it's the truth, then will you be satisfied? Will you leave it alone?
That depends on what you tell me.
I've just said I'll tell you the truth.
Go on.
I need some assurance from you first.
If it's the truth...
God, don't you trust anyone.
I don't trust you.
It's nothing very dramatic or even interesting.
Well, why all this subterfuge?
I was asked to come and collect some old family photographs, which are of great sentimental value to Sir Ronald and which he is anxious should not be lost.
How?
What?
Why should they be in danger of getting lost? The house isn't really for sale.
There's obviously been a misunderstanding. The captain's an old man. Sir Ronald feels he would be happier.
Why did the captain have them in the first place?
I really don't know.
Sir Ronald's desperate these photographs shouldn't be seen.
No.
And you've been sent all the way down from London.
He is anxious they shouldn't be lost. Family mementos. There's been this misunderstanding with the captain, which is why I was saying that the house had been sold, although, of course, it was never for sale in the first place.
Oh, Miles, why not just tell us the truth?
It never occurred to me. I mean, I thought it might make matters worse.
Where are these photographs?
I'm not sure the captain is looking after them. Besides, it's none of your damn business. I was charged with taking them back to London, which is exactly what I intend to do.
Hello!
Hello! What are you doing up there?
Hitching a lift with Arthur. Here. Hop on.
Where to?
First stop, the house.
I don't know if I want to go back up there.
I'll take you away to lunch. I'm sorry for bringing you here.
Oh, don't be silly.
I never intended to buy the damned house. Poor Arthur.
What?
They've cleared out the bottom of the woods, taken all the trees out.
How could the captain do that, Arthur?
It was nothing to do with him.
Here's Arthur.
Who's that with him?
Mr. Warren and Ella.
Arthur!
Hello, Arthur.
You've not gone yet.
Look, Arthur, I want to have a word with you. I've been sent down from London. There's a desk in the captain's room which is locked. Do you know where the key is?
If it's locked, it's meant to be.
I need to look inside. Sir Ronald asked me to take a look at the desk, Arthur.
What did he send you for?
Sorry?
Never comes himself.
He's a busy man, Arthur.
Yeah. The captain. He looked like he had a great bat stuck under his nose. Moustache. Walked around giving orders like he owned the place. He's gone for good, thank God.
I think it would be as well to remember that although this is private property, there are strangers present, Arthur.
Where's he gone, Arthur?
Yeah, where he belongs.
Morocco.
How do you know that?
Because he is a journalist and is paid to know such things. Arthur, if you want to send Sir Ronald a note, I would be happy to take it back with me, but I really must have those keys.
The captain said anybody wanted to look in the desk, they'd have to break the lock.
It's antique.
He took the key with him.
What for?
Because he ought to be locked up generally.
Ah, brace yourself, Miles. I'm sure you can do it.
I have no choice in the matter. This is a gross invasion of privacy, Ashley. I didn't expect it of you.
You want a fresh cabbage to take back?
What?
Cabbage from the garden.
Oh.
I'll fetch you one. If any of them buggers comes asking me for a cup of sugar, I'll shoot them.
What's upset Miles?
Who knows? Who cares? Can we go? What are you going to do, Warren? Seriously, you must think.
I don't know.
I can't.
I know. I'm glad that you're happy. I can't see any future here. At least they want me in America. In England, you can break your knuckles just trying to get someone to answer the door, at least in America. All I know is how to make films.
Yeah, my dear. You won't find one like that in London.
Thank you. What was that?
Something that needs putting out of its misery.
We'd better go and see.
Are you all right now, Miles?
Please, don't try and bring any dignity to this occasion. Grub away. I can scarcely manhandle you out of the room. How curious. The family has lost so many of its members for this country. Go down to the village, you'll see them in the graveyard. Fathers, husbands, and sons who've fallen in the battlefields all over the world. Yet what respect does it earn them now? How curious that you should believe a few photographs are of such interest to the country. Trust. He had no right to tell you. I suppose he rang.
Mm-hmm. From the airport.
I never cared for the captain. He has a fatal lack of self-discipline.
My guess is that he took those photographs. Is he there? In any of the pictures? You can see why Sir Ronald felt so charitable towards him. Certain people can be recognized quite clearly. Don't you think? Miles? I think Sir Ronald looks particularly dashing.
They prove nothing.
Except Sir Ronald never seems to have lost the taste for military life.
It was all a long time ago.
Well, within your lifetime. Not so long ago.
Oh, come on, Ashley. A bunch of young men.
Dressed up in uniform.
Making asses of themselves.
Private armies.
Don't be so sensational.
Those guns look pretty real to me. And all the people look too old to be Boy Scouts. What was it all about? The defense of democracy? Or just a good old-fashioned coup? Isn't that what they're called? Or it's the other guys who have the revolutions?
Just a bit of foolishness.
Don't patronize me. Jesus Christ. Look, Miles. Look at him. What do you see?
I see nothing.
A pack of wild dogs, ready to tear another bit of the world to pieces. It's the end of Serrano's career. And yours too.
You've seen them. You've seen the photographs, Ashley, but I'm afraid you cannot use them.
I could start an investigation. The captain would be traced.
Who's going to believe a man of his character?
It's not a situation without precedent.
Look, there'd be no witnesses. The others were just ordinary people. Builders and solicitors. Men who care about this country. It was in the past. They could become violently upset at the thought of their lives being disrupted by unwanted publicity. They no longer exist. You wouldn't find anybody willing to talk. Why put yourself in danger? You could lose your job. No one blames you for trying. That's what I've always admired about the Americans, the way they're forever looking forward.
Yeah, it's their short memory that disturbs me.
Match drawn, Ashley.
You will have won.
Oh, we'll make sure you don't lose out.
It's the end for you already, Miles. Letting me see them.
Are you all right up here?
Not more photographs.
Different ones this time. Have a look for yourself.
That was very foolish.
Go away, Miles.
What are you doing sitting here?
Oh, thinking about going.
What will happen to this place?
They sold off the woods. So the house will be next to go.
I don't understand. Why did you let Miles take those photographs?
They weren't my property.
But the bloke's a nutcase. People should know.
You ready?
Do you think Ashley should have given him the photographs?
I don't think it matters. Let's stop breaking over the past and think about the future for a change. There's a technological revolution taking place and you're worried about whether some man dressed up in a uniform. Is it important? Why punish somebody for what they've done in the past? See what they're like now. The man wears a suit. He's tubby and balding. We've put men on the moon since any of this happened. Ashley, it was a pleasure to meet you.
Good luck in America.
If I go, I'll be in the car.
I'm coming. Take care of yourself.
And you.
I'm looking up the house now.
You go ahead, Arthur. I'm just leaving.
Excuse me, sir.
Yeah?
I'll have to ask you to accompany us, sir.
Why?
It's a passport matter, sir.
Okay.
Cars are here. They're just loading the flowers. Scarcely enough room. I must say, people have been very decent. You look at the cards and think, well, I don't know half these people. Ready?
We have to change.
Change?
We can't continue living like this. I can't go on.
It's been a terrible... terrific strain for you. What you need's a break.
You don't understand. Even now, you still don't understand.
We could go away for a few days. A change of scenery will help.
We have to accept.
Accept?
I can't go on living a lie.
Well, I
think it would be best if I just went away.
Well, yes, of course you could go and spend a few days with your sister. This has been a terrible shock to us both, but we'll get set to rights again. I promise you, Alice.
Times have changed.
I don't know. The past seems the best place to me. The past has been damn good to us. What is it?
Nothing. We must go. Oh, God.
Alice. Come on now. Alice.
Legacy was written by Lee Jackson. The part of Warren was played by David Buck, Ella by Rosalind Ayres, Ashley, Stuart Milligan, Miles, Stuart Organ, and Arthur, Hayden Jones. The policeman was played by Alex Jennings, and Dick and Alice by Stephen Thorne and Francis Jeter. The play was recorded on location. Outside broadcast engineers, Julian Walter, Brian Pryor, and Mike Davis. Technical presentation by Tim Sturgeon. The director was Cherry Cookson.